KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Hello and good morning. I'm Chris Fiorentino, your host for the next 30 minutes, and I'm so happy you've joined us today. Each week, we talk with the people who are making our community better and creating enhanced learning experiences for Fresno State students through service. We have three of those great folks with us today. First, Fresno City Council Member Paul Capriolio is here. Welcome, Council Member.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Also with us in the studio are two people who both work for the Associated Students Incorporated, or our student government office here at Fresno State, Ms. Tara Powers Mead and Mr. Blake Zante. Welcome to both of you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us here today. We're very excited to be here.
Thanks, Chris. Pleasure to be here today.
So, Council Member, how about we start this conversation with you? You've been in the Fresno City Council District 4 Council Representative since 2013, right?
Correct. I actually did a short term from 08-09 when I was appointed to take over for the representative at that time who was called to military duty.
Military service, yeah. And I know that, you know, you're a lifelong Fresnan.
Correct.
You're a lawyer. You and your wife have raised two kids here, so you've got some real deep roots in Fresno and in District 4. So
absolutely.
I'm wondering if maybe start us off by talking a little about the district and what are some of the great things about the district and what are some of the challenges?
Well, you mentioned roots in Fresno. I've actually lived in the same house south of Fresno State, south of Shaw, on Jackson for 40 plus years. And I love the area. I love the university. And as a matter of fact, I got my BA in political science from Fresno State, cum laude. And I thought that meant I was lucky to get out. And now my daughter just finished her second year. So we have bold dogs in the family.
Great. That's great.
So we keep the family tradition going.
Yeah.
Yeah. With D4 now, as an elected, I represent 70,000 plus people. It ranges from Bullard south to McKinley, from Blackstone east past Temperance. So it's rather large, and I'm contiguous with Clovis. So it's large. And as I always say, the center point is Shaw. So you have Fashion Fair and the airport, but my crown jewel is Fresno State. It will always be the crown jewel.
And those are big areas. I mean, not just in terms of the geographic size, but you're talking some very distinct entities that you have to help manage and connect and really facilitate a lot of the work that goes on. I mean, the airport, the university, huge retail centers.
Neighborhoods.
And the neighborhoods, which two of the neighborhoods that we're talking about today are the neighborhood just west of campus by the stadium, the El Dorado Park neighborhood, and the area just south of campus across Shaw, the Sierra Madre neighborhood. And so I'm wondering if you can tell us a little about those particular neighborhoods.
Well, El Dorado Park has been a challenge since the day I was appointed in 08, when I walked the neighborhood and the federal people were here and the university people is quite a group. And we were able to garner about, as I recall, about $470,000 to get the program off the ground. So it was then and to this day, it's a unified effort from the university, ASI particularly, and the city of Fresno, and me as a representative from District 4. But the challenge continues, and we fight it every day, and we made some great headway.
I think that, you know, it's easy to turn and look at any neighborhood in the area and point to the negative things. But
Correct.
Those two neighborhoods in particular have some significant challenges. I think very low socioeconomic levels in the past, much better now, but very high crime. Lots of challenges there. So you probably have your hands full dealing with different issues in those two particular neighborhoods.
Absolutely. And we've been working, again, with ASI and the university. So we've been working also with the landowners, the apartment owners, to improve that area. Wesley Church is a godsend, literally and figuratively. And El Dorado Park is the model for 14 other areas that they're trying to address with similar issues. But we started it, and we have done great, and they look to us for the leadership to have that happen in those neighborhoods.
Yeah, and historically, I know what the name for that neighborhood that's not supposed to be used, but it was Sin City. It was the university housing that used to be in that neighborhood. So those apartments are 40 plus years old in many cases, and really was that center for student housing for a long time, and now is a mixed housing, student housing, and a lot of residents who live there who are not affiliated with the university. And a great deal of diversity, right? I mean, over the years, very heavily Southeast Asian, a lot of the refugee communities came into that area, were placed there by resettlement entities. And then now, more recently, a little bit more of a mix of different groups. And now, as we'll probably talk about in a little bit, the home to a lot of the new Syrian immigrant families.
Precisely. So, you know so much about the district. Are you planning to run for
office? No.
I think you understand the challenges, and you'd probably be a great representative.
Just a lifelong Fresnan and somebody who works near in that community for a long time. So I really appreciate the efforts that the city is making in that neighborhood. But I do want to talk about this Revitalize project that you've been such a great partner with. And Tara, I'm wondering if you can first give us a little intro of yourself so we know who's behind the mic.
Thank you, Chris. Well, I work at Fresno State with our ASI, which is for Associated Students Incorporated. I am their director of operations. And I've been involved in the Community Revitalization Program since about 2011, 2012 era. And our students, we call it Rise Up and Revitalize, because our students wanted to make a change. They noticed that the crime rates were increasing, or so it seemed, and they wanted to make improvements. Instead of pointing the finger, though, and blaming the community residents, they realized themselves that they were part of the community. And together, they embraced it. They asked for help from our Fresno City Council, from Fresno Police Department, from the university, and they said, we want to make this place better.
Yeah.
And that's really come through, and they have adopted the mantra, safety through service. So they go out and they volunteer their time cleaning up the neighborhoods. They serve food. There's food pantries. They do crime walks. I know that our council member goes out and personally changes the lights. So it is a group effort, and we are so appreciative.
Yeah, so the lighting issue is something we were talking about before we started the show today. You want to talk about that issue and why it's so important in that neighborhood?
Well, it's important in every neighborhood, but especially with Fresno State. And I'm very active, along with everyone here in this room and that's been a part of this, to increase safety. And the best way is lighting. For instance, in El Dorado Park, we've got a pilot program for LED lights. We were the first in the city to have that. And then as other lights went out and our services were minimal, I said, well, let me have a truck. So they put me on a truck, they trained me, and I went out, and so far I've done 567 lights. I'm trying to reach 1,000 by the time my term ends in 3.5 years. So it's a pleasure to do that and get involved. And you can't really tell people what to do unless you're willing to do it yourself.
Yeah.
So I like to get my hands dirty, get involved, and you'd be surprised how surprised people are that they're council members there, but more importantly, that they just appreciate the fact that we're all working together and we're going to make Fresno the greatest city in California.
Sends a great message to the neighbors, the neighborhood, the people you represent. It also sends a great message to the city workers that, you know, hey, I'm not asking you guys to do anything that I'm not willing to do. So let's go out and put in some new lighting and make this area safer. And certainly, I think with lighting as an issue, the issue of public safety is really important. Our students are walking back and forth to campus all the time. I know, Blake, you're aware of this. I want to talk about, given the issues with student safety, there was this incident 7-8 years ago with one of our students that really was the catalyst for the Revitalize effort. And Tara, I'm wondering if you can talk just briefly about that incident and what happened.
So about 7-8 years ago in June, so about this time, it was a warm evening and we had a very serious incident where we had students at a fraternity house who were there for a gathering. Community members came by and shot into the student residence. And thankfully, everybody is alive and well today, but we did have students injured. And their peers saw that, really rallied together, and they cried for something to be done. And I talk about not wanting to point the finger. So instead of pointing that finger, they said, how can we help? How can we be engaged? They took to social media, and they wrote their District 4 representative. At the time, it was Larry Westerlin. And they said, how can we help make a change? How can we get involved? How can we help you make this area better? Instead of asking them, how can you make this area better? So they really took a very proactive approach. From those efforts, they were able to secure funding for an AmeriCorps member. That AmeriCorps member was amazing. It was instrumental in mobilizing our student population into creating events and opportunities for them to give back to this community and really make a difference. And that is why you will find this project in this area be nationally recognized for the efforts that our students are doing.
Yeah, I know you guys have won some recognition from national organizations for this effort and been recognized at their national conferences and gatherings. I think one of the greatest things about this program is that just what you said, the students didn't pick up the phone and call at that point in time Councilmember Westerlund or the police department and say, hey, you need to fix this. They said, hey, we have a problem. Let's work together to fix this. And we're willing to put in our time and our effort, our sweat equity to help make this a better place. And they've continued to do that over the years. You know, Blake, I know one of the things that you are very interested in and concerned about is student safety. And first of all, congratulations, the brand new president for Associated Student Government here
Thank
on campus,
you.
Or ASI. Congrats. I'm wondering, maybe you can just give a little background besides who you are as the new president, but, you know, who Blake is a little bit. And then let's talk about your involvement as ASI president with the Revitalize effort.
Well, sure. Well, thank you, Chris. And I'm happy to be here. You know, I'm a lifelong resident of Fresno. Born and raised in Fresno, grew up, and never really saw myself coming to Fresno State initially, but then I realized, you know, this is my home. I want to be a Bulldog. My family members were Fresno State Bulldogs, and this is the place that I want to go. And so from my time stepping foot on campus, I really wanted to get involved in something bigger than myself. And I think that's really critical to now where I am today as ASI president, taking on this role and just being an active member of the campus community and making sure that students' voices and concerns are represented. You know, I am a lifelong resident of Fresno and I love being a Bulldog.
And obviously your role, you've been with ASI now, Associate Student Government, for this is going into your third year?
My third year.
Mm-hmm. So you've been involved directly and indirectly in this whole issue of student safety and in the Revitalize effort. I'm wondering if you could talk a little about how you, in particular, and your fellow students in student government are involved in this effort. What's the connection there?
Yeah, you know, ASI has, this is one of our main programs that we really take a lot of pride in and really find a lot of joy in working alongside Councilmember Capriolio, members of the City of Fresno, members of the Richter Center, other campus community individuals. And so we really find a lot of joy in going out to these dinners that we put on at places like Wesley Church, being involved in the Sierra Madre revitalization just right across the street from the campus. And it's really important to recognize, and I think a lot of students do recognize, that we aren't just here at Fresno State and then we go home at the end of the day. You know, we are a part of the campus community. And I think that's important for students to really recognize and appreciate. And so I think whether it's us going and playing basketball with kids on a weekend or us serving dinner to some folks that live in the community, it's really an honor to be involved in those types of programs and those types of things around Fresno State.
I think it's pretty easy whenever anybody goes to a university anywhere that they're there as part of the university. They're not there as part of the community. And what I really respect about what you're saying is that we are part of the community. We are part of this neighborhood around the university. The university is certainly attached physically and culturally, socially to this neighborhood and to this community, and the students are too, and I love that. You mentioned a lot of programs. I want to touch on a few of those, and either you or Tara or Paul can talk about each one in turn. You mentioned the Thursday night base camp dinners that Wesley United Methodist hosts. And I know the students have been really involved. Can you talk a little bit more about those dinners? Who are they for? How are the students involved? That kind of thing.
Every Thursday night, we have these Wesley Base Camp dinners. We go out, we serve food to the community members who live there in El Dorado Park. And so they'll come to the church. And the main role of the students in that is serving the community members. So we're, you know, helping them get their food. We're making sure that they're enjoying their meals and just really having a presence there as student leaders and making sure that the community members there feel welcomed and feel like they have a place to come and enjoy their meal.
And, you know, a great opportunity to create that feeling of community, of neighborhood with the students, with the community members that are there. Certainly addresses food insecurity issues. Again, low socioeconomic, lots of families and difficult situations in that neighborhood of El Dorado Park. So it is a situation where families come, they enjoy a meal together, they enjoy it with the students in most cases, and great opportunity to just create some friendly neighborhood gathering there at that program. Tara, Blake mentioned the Thursday night base camp dinner. I know that there is also a monthly food distribution, a food pantry that happens, and ASI is real involved. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, the monthly food distribution that our clubs do benefits the community members in El Dorado Park. This has a unique funding model to where our clubs go out. It gives them an opportunity to do fundraising, So they're responsible for coming up with the funds. It's about $400 each distribution, so about $400 per month. And they go down and they buy the food from the community food bank, and they're responsible for packing it and distributing it. So it's an excellent opportunity. ASI is responsible for connecting our student clubs who are interested with Wesley United Methodist Church and helping them facilitate the entire process. So it doesn't take any of the university or ASI funding, but we do champion these clubs and spotlight them for giving back to the community.
Yeah. Again, another great partnership. Wesley United Methodist, ASI, the student clubs and organizations, community food bank, just a wonderful effort to provide a way to address food insecurity issues in El Dorado Park. And I know that there are other programs too. There is a Boys and Girls Club there in El Dorado Park. It's on the grounds of Wesley United Methodist. Blake, can you talk about that program a little bit?
Our students volunteer with the summer program, and our role is really the kids get a meal, they play sports with the students, and then they also serve as, really we serve as role models to them and making sure that they have a safe activity to participate in during the summer. And they have somebody who's going to be there, who's going to be involved with them, who's going to maybe mentor them a little bit and just kind of show them the ropes and hopefully encourage them to be a Fresno State Bulldog one day.
And I know that there have been other projects to collect backpacks and I think take kids to some of the sporting games before, other kinds of efforts as well. Now, we've talked a lot about El Dorado Park, and obviously the folks from the Sierra Madre neighborhood, which is just across Shaw from campus, certainly come and take part in some of those programs, but there are some efforts specifically with the Sierra Madre neighborhood, and I'm wondering if one of you would be willing to talk about those efforts a little bit.
Thank you. I'd love to talk about that. Basically, when you take the model of El Dorado Park, it's a square, and that feature is not at Sierra Madre. It's linear as opposed to a square, so it's a little different challenge. So just on behalf of the city, what we've done is we've done things from getting the trash bins off the street and hidden, if you will, to changing the LED lights. That's the next thing on our agenda. And most importantly, a pavement project. The whole entire street will be repaved by the end of the summer. So physically, we want it to appear like a great neighborhood that it is, was, and can be. Now, the second part of the equation is following the model at El Dorado with Wesley, we have the mosque. So the mosque has a food program. They do community picnics. They're trying to get people to do what happened in El Dorado Park. Get to know each other. Have a common cause, a common goal. Just common things that you can discuss and get to know each other. And that elevates everyone's feelings about the neighborhood, their involvement in the neighborhood. And from there, here we go again in a fantastic way.
Yeah, again, another great partner. You've got the mosque there right on Shaw Avenue, and they're a gathering spot for folks in the neighborhood. And as you mentioned, they do food distributions. I think they have every couple of months, ASI and the mosque are involved in doing a farmer's market kind of a deal and a gathering and having a meal. So great programs. I know Bulldog Pantry is over there. They're very involved. And then you mentioned, Councilmember, an effort there at Vinland Elementary School. You want to talk about that effort a little bit?
Thrilled to talk about that. We will have a grand opening at Vinland Park, which is contiguous with Vinland Elementary School at Maple and Gettysburg. So we want everybody to come at 10 a.m. in the morning, and we're going to open up the first splash park in District 4.
So that's Saturday, July 8th at 10 a.m. And this is something you've been in the works, as you said, for 3 years.
3 years, $430,000.
That's great. And again, I think what you're talking about in terms of things like the trash cans getting moved off the street and the repaving projects and the lighting projects, all of those go to beautifying the neighborhood, and people can take greater pride in their neighborhood. It creates more sociable areas. It creates safer areas for everybody involved, whether they be the residents, students that might live there, the agencies, that businesses, exactly. So just great projects. And I want to come back to Blake for a second. And on a personal level, the kinds of things you've been involved in, I mean, you talk about playing basketball or going over and serving meals. What was your experience like as a student, not as the ASI president or an ASI member, but just as a person going over and being involved? What was it like for you? What kind of feelings do you take away from that?
It's a tremendous experience because you really feel like, you know, as a student that you're a part of this community, you're getting to meet other folks, you're getting to play basketball with these kids, and it's just a really rewarding experience. Being able to play basketball with the different kids, being able to serve a meal to folks who live in the neighborhood, it's really impactful and personally rewarding because not only do you feel like you're a member of the community yourself as a student, but you know, you also feel like you're helping somebody else. And that's just a great feeling for anyone, you know, when you're able to give that back to somebody in your community. And we are students, you know, we may go to Fresno State, but people who live in El Dorado Park or Sierra Madre, they're our neighbors. And, you know, we need to look after them and, you know, develop that relationship.
Yeah. It's very hard to serve somebody and not have that warmth and that good feeling inside, which is a big part of what this is all about. But certainly as students, that student safety piece that you're so concerned about, and just the leadership opportunities that have been created through this program, certainly the opportunities for students to do things related to their major. We've talked about irrigation and lighting plans and recreation planning and food insecurity issues and all of these research issues that have gone on in those areas that our students have been involved in. So, council member, I want to turn it back to you for a minute, because as we were talking about all these projects directly addressing your district, I mean, you know that area of the city better than anybody. And I'm wondering, what impact have you seen from the ESI Revitalize Initiative?
It has been absolutely incredible. Without the assistance and help of ASI, and I'm just one person that's so happy to be affiliated with them and see the great work that they've done. And not only just in a year or two, it's continuous. Once they start it, they don't let go. It's going to be there for 4 or 5 or 10 years, whatever it takes. This university makes that commitment, as does ASI, the students, the city of Fresno. We're totally immersed, involved, and we're going to stay with this and continue getting those awards that the students earn. And Tara's leadership, I got to give a shout out to Ashley Rocker Green.
Yeah,
she taught me a lot. And she's a true bulldog, because once she gets a hold of you, she doesn't let go. And I love it. And that's the kind of commitment, though, that has brought us where we are today. And I see it going farther into the future. Sierra Madre, and we're going to just keep going around the university until we get the total picture to the level that we expect and should have in this area.
That continuity of the effort over about an 8-year period, the continuous efforts of our students, of the city, the commitment that you've made and others in the city, certainly the efforts of ASI. And I'm glad you mentioned Ashley, because Ashley has been very, very involved in this. She was going to join us today, had a little family emergency, and we certainly want to recognize her.
Yeah, absolutely. I was a little disappointed because she didn't name her son after me, at least the middle name of Paul or something, but she's pretty smart to not
She's
do
off
that.
Taking care of that
yes,
little guy right now, I
absolutely.
Think.
Absolutely.
So what's on the horizon for this program? I mean, no big changes in our community happen overnight. They don't happen in a year or two. They happen over many years, as we've talked about, that continuity. And I know that there are new efforts and issues that come up all the time. As I mentioned earlier, the new influx of Syrian refugee immigrants that have come into the neighborhood. So what lies ahead for the next year or two in the El Dorado and Sierra Madre neighborhoods?
You know, I think we have the perfect plan, and its execution, which we've talked about at length, and it's fantastic. I just love it over here and love to be involved with the people we're surrounded with here today and the entire college community. So we just have to keep it going, because what happens is we have a great success story in El Dorado, and the people learn fundamental values and how to improve their life. And of course, they move on and take advantage of a job opportunity or some other thing that's important in their lives. So then we have more people coming in. So we have to start over with the individuals, but the program, the collaboration, all the things we've got going, we just put it on top of them, and here we go again. We have another, I like to think of it as a class of people, like you graduate a class this year. Well, we're going to graduate more and more people as they go through El Dorado Park, and that will in turn go over to Sierra Madre, and we'll just keep going, and we'll keep finding more neighborhoods that we can validate with this plan. It's
right.
A great plan. We are the role model for the city of Fresno.
And if somebody wants to get involved more in District 4, get more information about these programs, can they contact your office? Should they contact ASI, both?
All of us. We're all in this together. We're one big team. And what one knows, the other will know. And we share that information and the enthusiasm. And it's just an honor and a privilege for me to be involved in this situation. And we're doing great. It's going to continue. Just step up. It's very easy to do, and the rewards you feel at the end of the day are incredible.
So Fresno City Council District 4, Paul Capriolio, and we'll put a link to your guys' website on our Facebook site. And Tara, how about with ASI and the Revitalize effort? What's the best way for people to get in touch with you guys?
If you contact Ashley, she's our programs and volunteer coordinator. She is absolutely amazing on top of it, and she'll reach back out to you. I know she is looking for somebody who has maybe $3,000 extra they want to give, because that will put shoes on 150 kids at the Boys and Girls Club for back to school. Our
right.
students will go size them up, make a roster. Yeah, this is an ask.
arocker@csufresno.edu for Ashley Rocker Green. That's great. So I just really want to thank you all for being here today. You know, I've been involved with these efforts in Fresno State for about 23 years now, and I think so much of our university service efforts are so fantastic, but they're largely driven by faculty and staff. They're the ones that come up, and then the students are sort of the workhorses. In this case, and other cases like Bulldog Pantry and also the Camp Kesson Project, these are student-driven efforts. These are projects where the students said, look, we see the issue. We're going to drive this effort, and we're going to continue to make efforts like this that make a difference in our community. And they're not being asked or told to do this by a faculty member or an administrator. They're doing it because they care and they want to. And so
Chris,
I really
appreciate
that.
Let me interrupt you there.
Yeah, please.
Not only is it student involvement at this stage of their lives, but this is something that they will carry for the rest of their life, 60, 70, 80 years, and they will pass it on to their children and their grandchildren. And once this ball starts going, it never stops. So you're helping today, but you're building your own future as well as a community future thereafter. So I can't thank everybody enough.
It's like creating that culture of service and stewardship for our community. And again, thank you to Councilmember Paul Capriolio, Tara Powers Mead, Blake Zante, for everything you've done in this program and for being here today. And to all our listeners, thanks again for joining us. Please tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service and Action program on KFSR. Also, please like us on Facebook at FS Service and Action. Tell us what you think of today's show and the great ASI Revitalize the Community Project. We are Fresno State Service and Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.